I can have your attention here in the media center, we are now joined by the winning team from today's 11th annual U.S. Cellular 250 here at Iowa Speedway. And we have driver Chase Briscoe, driver of the number 98 Ford Performance Ford for Stuart Haas Racing with Biagi Dembeste, and crew chief Richard Boswell. Chase, wow, what an incredible finish. How fun was it out there in those closing laps on your way to the checkered flag?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We were definitely racing really hard, and you know, that was beating and banging. That's about as good as it gets. So it was really fun. It, you know, even running, battling with Christopher, you know, it took me back to, I mean, we've been racing online against each other for probably 10 years, and we used to run Iowa all the time in the Xfinity car and have battles like that. So it was pretty fun to go back and do that and do it for real this time.
And Richard, please walk us through the race from your perspective, because it seemed like tires made a big difference there at the end.
Yeah. You know, somebody asked earlier why we made the call, if that was in the cards from the start of the weekend, and no. I mean, you can't call these races like that, unfortunately. I wish you could, but I just felt like 99 laps to go was too early to put our last set on. But I also knew that if we didn't pit for fuel and it went green, we were really going to be in trouble. So it was a gamble. You know, I felt like we had a second-place car all day to Christopher, and we were little adjustments away from being there. And, you know, I knew as soon as those guys said they were going to pit for four tires that was an opportunity for us to win the race, be heroes or zeros. So fortunately for us, it worked out.
Okay, we're going to open the floor for questions. If you have a question, we'll get a wireless mic to you. We're going to start up the front here with Davey, and we'll work our way around.
Davey Siegel with Front Stretch. Chase, when you were back there running around 10th to 15th or so, there was a lot of time left. I get that. But did it ever creep into your mind saying, well, track position's pretty important here, the aero push is significant, I don't think I'm going to be able to get up there? Or were you confident that your car was fast enough to be able to challenge?
Yeah, I mean, I was definitely getting worried just because our car definitely changed a lot whenever we got back there. And a lot of those guys had newer tires, but we were battling with those, I think, three or four guys that were on the same strategy as us, and I knew we probably needed to be ahead of them before the caution came out. And my biggest thing is I didn't know where Bell was. I knew if we went a lap down, our strategy was out the window anyways. So I felt like I was losing a lot of time trying to race those guys, and, you know, the top got where it was so fast around there, and I felt like my balance changed a little bit. Like you said, I was getting tight behind guys, and I just couldn't make moves like I could early in the race when I was up front. So I was definitely getting worried. When the caution came out, I knew we were going to be in pretty good shape. The first restart, I got a terrible restart. The guy in front of me didn't go in one and two, and I think I came out fourth out of the five guys that had tires, and I was starting to panic a little bit. And then when the caution came out, when I was running fourth, I didn't know that I was going to win, but I knew I was in the best position then out of everybody other than Bell. So I knew I just had to take advantage of it. Me and John Hunter, I think, both knew whoever got to Bell first was the only guy that was going to have a chance to win, and we both raced each other super hard trying to be that guy, and, you know, we just came out on the right end of it.
Good. Mark?
Mark Schaefer from the Carroll Times. Chase, like you just said, you were racing John extremely hard to basically be the first one to get to the back of Bell. Did that worry you? Because were you worried about maybe using up too much trying to get to the back of Bell?
I wasn't worried about, you know, burning my stuff up to get there. I was just worried that we were going to give Bell so much of a lead that once I did single file out, I wouldn't be able to, you know, get back to him. And I found a little bit in three and four where I knew I was pretty much even to him in one and two, but I felt like I was making big gains in three and four. And normally here, the only end you can throw is slide jobs in three and four, and I got a big enough run in one and two or down the front stretch to go into one and do it. And, you know, Christopher is probably the hardest guy I feel like to throw a slider on just because he knows how to defend it from, you know, running sprint cars. And like I said earlier, we've raced each other so many times that we know what each other are almost going to do. So it was really hard to drive in there. And I think we both drove in there, honestly, about wide open, so far past where we should have been going. But we knew that whoever had the top on exit was going to be the guy that won the race. And we were able to do it.
We'll go next to Sharon and then to Connor.
Okay, I actually have two questions. Sharon from Fan for Racing. When you got the penalty, what were your thoughts about that when it happened? And then how did you keep your focus going forward from that?
Yeah, I wasn't too worried about it. I mean, it definitely would have been nicer to be able to start ahead of all those guys. But at the same time, we were going to be at a disadvantage regardless of, you know, if we got to start on the front row or starting in the back. It obviously hurt us a little more at the end of the race, having to start behind John Hunter and those guys. We probably wouldn't have been in that situation. But I haven't told Boswell or having it happen. That was the right call in my mind to save our tires. I thought it was surprising that those guys took theirs with 99 laps to go because we all knew how important they were. And I never in a million years thought we were going to pit at all. And then I figured, like Boswell did, everybody would do fuel only. And like he said, I felt like a second place car pretty much all day. The 20 was definitely in the league of his own. We could run with him for 20, 25 laps, and then he would drive away. And then at the end of the run, we could kind of maintain, but we weren't good enough to run him down and pass him. So we had to do something that they weren't going to do. And I feel like Boswell, time and time again, has been the best guy at just doing a different strategy than everybody else. He's not afraid to do it. Obviously, won as the Roval, and it almost won as Texas and a couple other races this year. And I feel like he's really good at doing that.
Okay, this one's a little bit broader perspective. Your teammate has been winning a lot of races. And you've been able to maintain a focus to come out here and win today at Iowa. How have you and your crew chief worked together to make that happen?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I know my confidence has been a little bit down. It's hard whenever your teammates, you know, got the same stuff as you and he's kind of lighting the world on fire. But, you know, me and Boswell have had a lot of meetings where, you know, we try to put it in perspective how much experience Cole has compared to me. And, you know, we were talking just a couple weeks ago, you know, Iowa's the first place we're going to go back where we've been before. So we're not as much of a deficit when we go there. And I think that showed this weekend. This is the most competitive we've been from practice to qualifying to the race, just because I feel like experience and seat time is everything. The more you can get, the better you're going to be. And it has been tough to go to a lot of these places for the first time. And even if I've ran them before, last year it was in the 60 car, and just how the cars drive is totally different. So it's been a learning curve. But, yeah, I feel like it definitely builds confidence. It was tough to go through that when your guys' teammates went in five, and we still got a long way to go. I just told Boswell the other day we need to win two or three before the playoffs start. So this is the first one of that. We got a lot of road course racing coming up. It's an opportunity to gain a lot of points or lose a lot of points. So hopefully we can go and have some good runs.
We'll go to Connor, then to Brett, and then back to Davey.
Chase, after the race, Christopher Bell said, a guy that's not going to beat us heads up decides to gamble and not take tires there, and if it goes green the rest of the way, he's a lap down and a non-factor. What do you think about those comments and also about the tire limit in NASCAR?
I mean, we won the race, so I don't really care, to be honest with you. You know, there's a lot of times the fastest car doesn't win the race. There's multiple variables. There's restarts. There's pit strategy, everything else. I don't care how we want it. I mean, we want it. It's not like we were a 15th place car all day. We were a second or third place car. We ran competitive lap times with him pretty much all day long. So, I agree he was probably the class of the field, but at the same time, you know, he could have did the same thing and not pitted, you know, with 99 laps to go, and they would have probably won the race. So hats off to our guys for trying something different and obviously paying off.
Go to Brett and then to Davey.
Brett Williams, SpeedwayDigest.com. The next three of the four races are on road courses, and you mentioned road course earlier, but how are you feeling going into those races?
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel like I'm the greatest road course racer by any means. I feel like I have a lot of room to improve, but I feel a lot more confident this year than I was in years past, for sure. I think the Roval obviously helps that, but I don't know. It's going to be hard to win those races. You have guys like A.J. Allmendinger coming in and, you know, Regan Smith, guys that are phenomenal road racers, but you know, like I said, there's an opportunity to gain a lot of points or lose a lot. I think if you just go to all those road races, you don't necessarily have to win the race. You just need to stay on the track. If you do that and stay out of trouble, you're going to probably have a good day. There's a lot of guys that make a lot of mistakes on those races, and we just got to limit our mistakes. And if we do that, hopefully we're in position to be up front. But at the same token, there's a lot of strategy to be played on the road races. And like I said earlier, I feel like I got the best guy on the box to do that.
Davey?
Looking ahead for a little bit, so there's been a lot of talk about the big three with the Xfinity Series and who's going to be the fourth guy, and a lot of the drivers have brought up your name. And today, like you said, you didn't really luck into this one. You had speed all day. I mean, you did play the strategy correctly, but what do you think of your chances of kind of slotting yourself in with those big three drivers and possibly making a run at this championship?
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot to work to do to be able to beat those guys consistently. It's one thing to beat them once or twice, but it's another thing to be able to beat them week in and week out. And when I feel like I do everything right and we do everything right as a team, we're capable of being that fourth guy. But we still got to, you know, just get everything better all around. I think I got to definitely do a lot better job of, you know, letting Boswell know what we need in the race car and making adjustments and just how I race on restarts. There was a lot of times a day I lost positions on restarts just by trying to be too greedy. And when you're racing with guys as good as the big three guys, you can't make mistakes. So I got to do a lot better job. And like I said, I feel like we're on the cusp of being that fourth guy, but we definitely need to get a lot better. And I need to get a lot better too.
Go next to Brett.
Brett Williams, VeloDigest.com once again. You kind of touched on it earlier, how visiting these other racetracks for a second time, how you said that you feel like it would help you. Could you just expand on how you're feeling going into those tracks where you're visiting for a second time with this team?
Yeah, I don't know exactly which ones we go to twice. I know Bristol's coming up. That was one where we had a really good run. The first race, I think we finished fourth, and we go to Richmond again where we had good speed at the beginning of the race and didn't necessarily have it at the end. So we just got to capitalize on that. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, Phoenix is another one where it's in the playoffs. It's probably the second most critical race in the playoffs going into Homestead. So hopefully I can use my experience of knowing at least somewhat what I need in the race car. And, you know, I don't have to learn the racetrack now when I go there. I know where to lift. I know what to do on the long run, how to save tires and whatnot. So hopefully that'll pay dividends.
Sharon?
Boswell, I'm curious to know your thoughts about the potential to be that fourth team in the Final Four.
I agree with Chase. You know, we're a young team. This is my first year as a full-time crew chief. Run, I think, 16 races in the past 2 years as a part-time guy, and this is my first time as a full-time guy. You know, it's tough. It's grueling. We're in the middle of a 15-week stretch, and, you know, preparation, organization is starting to take its toll on teams, and that's where I need to improve. You know, there's things that I can improve on, our guys can improve on. You know, my car chief, this is his first year doing this. We're a young team, so the exciting part of that is every person on the team's got the ability and talent to compete with the top four. It's just a matter of putting all of it together, and I think when we're able to put all of it together, there's going to be bright things ahead.
Well, gentlemen, congratulations on the victory today, and good luck going forward as you head to the playoffs.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, guys.